Alliance City Council approved a tax break for Robertson Heating Supply under the Community Reinvestment Area Agreement passed Monday. The company will be exempt from property taxes for 15 years. Robertson plans to build a 93,000-square-foot distribution facility on a vacant parcel on West Main Street. The $21 million project will begin in March 2026 with completion by the following year. It's expected to create 20 full-time and 5 part-time positions. The Marlington Board of Education approved its part of the tax break last week. Alliance City Health Commissioner Randy Flint is recognized for his service to the community. City Council Monday passed a resolution honoring him for 41 years leading the City Health Department. It cites Flint's role in responding to events ranging from a 1988 fire at a warehouse storing pesticide to possible biochemical warfare after 9/11 and the COVID-19 pandemic. Flint will retire June 30th. Council also passed a resolution declaring July 12th Kirksey Young Hawkins Families Day. More than 600 members of the combined families will meet that day in Silver Park for their 85th annual reunion. Two inmates at the Indian River Juvenile Correctional Facility accused of attacking a fellow inmate have been sentenced to the maximum 8 years. Jordan Worthy Sturdivant and Carrion Dukes were convicted of felonious assault last week by a common pleas court jury. Two were seen on surveillance video in March beating the other inmate and slamming him onto his head. The sentences could be extended 12 years if any infractions are committed while in state prison. A third defendant was convicted of a misdemeanor and sentenced to 180 days in the Starr County Jail. It was the third incident of violence leading to charges at the facility within a year. A local doctor has been sentenced to 3 years probation. Dr. Priyanka Mude of Lake Township was handed the punishment Monday by Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni. She pleaded guilty to aggravated possession of drugs, forgery, and illegal processing of drug documents. Grand jury indicted Mude in April. The activity occurred between July 2022 and October 2023. Prosecutors say she wrote prescriptions for oxycodone and admitted to forging a physician's signature on a peer reference form when she applied for a position. Mude's license to practice podiatric medicine was suspended by the state board in February, but was later reinstated with probationary status. Louisville City Council Monday approved a gas aggregation issue on the November ballot. WDPN's David Scherer reports.
Voters will be asked to approve a gas aggregation program with an opt-out provision designed to provide lower natural gas rates not otherwise available to individual gas purchasers. Council also approved contracting with McBurney Concrete of Navarre for the 2025 ramp replacement and sidewalk programs. Revisions to the property maintenance ordinance dealing with trees, weeds, shrubs, and litter, and joined other Ohio municipalities in opposition to the pending legislation, which would eliminate collection of inside millage on property tax.
A Uniontown man has pleaded guilty to charges resulting from a sexting in Salem. 25-year-old Tyler Forshee entered the plea Monday in Columbiana County Municipal Court to engaging in prostitution and possession of criminal tools, sentencing scheduled for next Monday. Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force says he responded to an online ad for sex posted by an undercover agent. Forshee agreed to pay for a sex act and was arrested Friday after showing up at a prearranged meeting location. Sebring police say two people arrested after breaking into a home. On June 6th, an officer was flagged down by a couple who said two people were inside an Oregon Avenue home for which they're caretakers. Smith Township police were called in for assistance and officers searched the home. They found a box cutter, orange caps to syringes, and two non-working pen lights. Officers also discovered a woman identified as Desiree Suter in the basement. Police say she told them she was there with a man who wanted to steal copper from the home. Suter was arrested and charged with breaking and entering in possession of a controlled substance. A warrant was issued for Austin Marshall. He was arrested Wednesday. He was wanted for failure to appear in a theft charge in Alliance. The Ohio Attorney General asking the state Supreme Court to uphold the sentence of a Youngstown man convicted in a fatal shooting. 30-year-old Levante Knight was sentenced to 58 years to life on charges including aggravated murder in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court in August 2021. Charges resulted from the December 2018 slaying of Travis Harris. Knight's sentence was overturned last week in a ruling by the 7th Appellate District Court. It said errors in the case prevented Knight from receiving a fair trial. A new trial was to be scheduled. Attorney General Dave Yost says the alleged errors did not ultimately affect the trial's outcome. A standoff in a Boardman neighborhood Monday afternoon brought a heavy police presence. Police responded to the Clifton Drive home around 1 a.m. Monday for a domestic violence report. They were called back around 1 p.m. to serve an arrest warrant. WFMJ-TV reports the man in the home refused to come out. Seven children were in the home at the time. SWAT units and off-duty officers were called to the scene. The man eventually surrendered. 29-year-old Alan Dorenzo was charged with obstructing official business, domestic violence, and endangering children.